On the 8th of September, 2022, after 70 years on the throne, Queen Elizabeth II died. What followed was a royal tradition the likes of which few of us have ever seen. A funeral like no other. Over 10 extraordinary days, the world watched as four royal palaces, three churches, horses, hearses, carriages, planes, and over 6,000 military personnel played their part in a finely choreographed state funeral that was decades in the planning. The rituals enacted were unseen in nearly a century, but they weren't without precedent, because as an official state funeral, there was a strict set of traditions to be followed. Rules that were shaped over 1,000 years of history. Like Winston Churchill nearly 60 years earlier, according to tradition, the late Queen's coffin was taken to Westminster Hall, the oldest building in the Houses of Parliament. This rich history makes Westminster Hall the perfect place to celebrate the most public of royal funeral traditions, the lying in state. The first British monarch to lie in state publicly was Edward VII in 1910. This tradition has continued through six state funerals, until that of the late Queen, when 250,000 people queued to pay their respects.